3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena serving Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over. And thanks to Sierra for setting up the early part of the afternoon. I think that might be her first solo show. So there you go. New faces on KGLT. What do I need to do here? I said hello. Okay, this will work. Gotta get twisted around the right way. The general writers at KGLT include Barley and Vine, a downtown restaurant serving globally inspired small dishes with an eclectic beer and wine list. Open for dinner 7 days a week from 4 to 10 p.m. and early and late happy hour daily. Weekend brunches start at 9 a.m. They're at 19 South Wilson in Bozeman's downtowner building. Our phone 404-1400. Montana Ale Works, serving regional microbrews, locally sourced food, natural Montana burgers, and genuine hospitality. Also offering the Main Street Lounge, private party space for gatherings up to 30 people, up to 20 people. I can't read that far. 20 people. Located downtown on East Main Street and open daily at 4 p.m. And Mellow Mood, offering custom glasswork and smoking accessories, located at 7 Ty Lane in Bozeman, one block west of Brick Breeden Fieldhouse, and on Facebook, open at 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily. We have weather. It's really nice out now. It says it's 44 out, and it feels like that. It's sort of sloppy around. I was driving across town to get up here today, and it was wet and slushy. So careful out there. Of course, it's going to get cold tonight and probably be icy. So reason to go slow and take it easy. They're saying mostly sunny and cold. They're calling for a high of 35 today. But like I said, we've gotten to 44. Mainly clear and cold tonight with a low of 19. And partially sunny tomorrow with a high of 42. That looks like to be the weather for the Southwest Montana region. So I'll move on. Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky in Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, the public library book sale is open for members and runs Saturday and Sunday to the public. The BSF Ski Swap begins at the fairgrounds. Greater Impact, Inc. has a community benefit dinner at the Baxter. Dr. Claire Putnam, OBGYN, presents Between the Knees at the Emerson. The Dharma Center presents Cutting Through Our Illusions. Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is at the Verge Theater. Dead Sky, A Day of the Dead, is at the Filler. And Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, is at the Ellen Theater. In Livingston, the Adams family is at the Shane Lalani, and the Blackwater Band plays at Chico Hot Springs. In Helena, the Montana Fiber Traditions exhibit is at the Holter. Blackfoot River Brewing is holding a First Friday pre-holiday event. And the Musicanton Montana Annual All Souls Concert is at the Cathedral of St. Helena. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes. Always something happening in Bozeman, and we're here to tell you about it. But mostly I'm here to play music for you. So I do it every other week. And I was digging through the collection today, and I had a bunch of new stuff to play, and I forgot one really important one. I just got it in the mail yesterday, listened to it this morning, made some notes, and left it behind. But so it goes. I got plenty of other stuff, and we'll get back to the missing item in 2 weeks. So there's always something to look forward to. Right now, better hit the right one.
The trees are stripped bare of all they wear. What do I care? October and kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. But you go on. And
off the train.
if you want to know. There's one of my favorite records, Cream, the studio sides of Wheels of Fire. Just some of the most inventive music from the time. Mostly coming from Jack Bruce and Pete Brown. Ginger Baker gets a song there. At least one cover. Eric might get some credit too. Just fabulous. Getting started a little bit since I missed the month of October, pretty much. I played October by U2. A day late, dollar short, but there you go. Bronco from their second album. You heard New Day Avenue. And The Who from Quadrophenia. Mostly Pete Townsend on one. And that band Bronco prior to that has a Who connection. That singer, Jess Rodden, if you listen close on Magic Bus, he's singing behind Roger. Huh. And it's because Jess knows The Who's longtime road manager, Bob Pridden. So there's a long-time connection there. And I saw the band Bronco. And they played around the Bay Area in California promoting that album. And they had bits of the Who's PA that Pridden had loaned them, which is pretty exciting to see. Go up and look close at the board, a Who Wem board. Neato. And they're good too. As for the Who, very good. And finish up with Cream. 322. Getting comfortable in the chair today. I think I can. I'm good for the duration. Never know. It's a challenge. Come and sit in the chair and think hard. Think really hard.
The Verge Theater presents Mark Haddon's Tony Award-winning play, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Weekends, October 18th through November 3rd. A gifted but challenged 15-year-old tries to unravel the mystery of who killed the neighbor's dog and ends up on a thrilling journey that turns his world upside down. Tickets are available online at vergetheater.com. The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Weekends, October 18th through November 3rd at the Verge Theater in Bozeman.
And before I forget, the 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. Now I've made the executive decision. Yes, this is where this show is going to go to now.
horses are on the track. There's a new dance that's going around. When the hits start flying, you gotta get down. All the young people dance on the square. The old time groove is really nowhere. So when you reach the bottom line, the only thing to do is climb. Pick yourself up off the floor. Don't know what you're waiting for. A dance to the tune of economics. The horses are on the track. They've been doing it down at the zoo, and I can show you.
Nothing is ever what it seems. Neu from their album Neu, with some sort of unpronounceable German title, Sonder Engelbot, might be. I don't call me on that. I never took German in school. I can only speak one language, and not very well. Started with Thomas Dolby from ways back. You heard One of Our Submarines Is Missing. Bill Nelson, ex of Bebop Deluxe, from his fabulous solo album Vistamatic, you heard Burning Desire. Big Audio Dynamite, Mick Jones, ex of Clash, his first Big Audio Dynamite record, and that one's a killer. It's a keeper. You heard The Bottom Line, and finish up with Neu. 3:43 and change on this sort of sunny day as we slowly slip into real winter. I think we're going to have more snow on the weekend. It's all right by me. I want to start skiing again. Last year was too cold to ski. This year I just want a lot of snow and perfect temperatures, you know, 20, 22. I can deal with that. Nice fluffy snow under me. Because I only cross-country ski and I still fall. So I want to fall on something soft. Okay? Yeah. Keep that in mind. Don't knock me over on the sidewalk. Something might break.
This week in This American Life, we toured to 5 cities doing our show on stage. People paid good money, though you can hear the show for free and find out why, among other things, people laugh after writer Sarah Vowell says this sentence.
This is the one clear-cut case where you can ask yourself, what would Jesus do? And you know the answer.
Also, Letters Found on the Street, John Langford of the Mekons, OK Go, and more.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Well, I have to listen, John Langford and Sarah Vowell. Sounds interesting. You know, the Mekons played here a long time ago. It's a treat to see them. Great band. They're based in Chicago these days. Should come back. Come on. I'll put the word out. Okay, I'm just throwing things on the box and seeing what happens.
I should. Today, I'm feeling down, wearing a frown, gotta quit this town. My soul is black and blue, feel so untrue, I don't know what to do.